This is a series of the ongoing protests that has been taking place after the 25th of October. Yesterday's protest was mainly to protest against the recent political agreement that was signed between Prime Minister Hamdok and the head of the military, General Al-Burhan. These political activists and protesters are actually categorically rejecting this agreement, and they say this agreement does not represent them, and it does not even help a smooth transition in Sudan that may lead to a genuine and credible election in 2023. They wanted Hamdok to resign because he has betrayed the political forces that brought him initially to this position. So they are saying he no longer represents the revolution. They don't want any partnership any longer between the civilians and the military. They should never involve in the politics again. The military should go back to their barracks. And they are also demanding justice for their dear ones and loved ones who have been killed, especially after the 25th of October. According to the reports, there are nearly 43 that have been killed and hundreds of others who were wounded.
Michael, Prime Minister Hamdok said he signed the agreement with General Burhan to stop the killing, to bring peace to Sudan. To what degree is what is happening now a popular view in Sudan?
If you look at the protesters themselves, okay, majority of them might be those who are taking part practically in the protest, might be young people. But they are not only in Khartoum. They are all over. They are in the other states' capital as well. And they are raising the same concern. They are telling the government or Prime Minister Hamdok and military leader Al-Burhan the same concern. Things are not going right. Al-Burhan and Hamdok might continue with their agenda, with their plan of forming the transitional cabinet maybe in a week to come, and appointing state governors and all, try to move the agreement forward. But then this agreement is now faced with this rejection from majority of the Sudanese, even though they are representing political forces that might have been sidelined by Al-Burhan's decision. But yet we still consider them as Sudanese who are rejecting this agreement.
General Burhan had promised to release some political detainees. Has that happened?
Yesterday, they released the last two or three former ministers who have been detained since 25th of October. And it is noticeable that they were released just an hour or so before the protest could kick off in Khartoum. So immediately, the former minister of trade and the spokesperson of the legal group that was formed to collect the assets and fines of the previous government, they were released, and immediately they went on the street, and they were even in the front line with the protesters demanding the same thing.
Michael, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you always.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.